from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, we went from sunny, dry, and mild to gray, wet, and raw. The first snowfall of the season is here. Much of the state is seeing rain, but impressive amounts of snow fell overnight in some higher elevation areas in northwest New Jersey. Folks woke up to almost 8 inches of snow in West Milford in Passaic County. A traveling nurse is accused of in federal court of stealing a massive amount of fentanyl from a New Jersey hospital.
Prosecutors say David Schaefer of St. Petersburg, Florida, stole the powerful opioid 143 times from a New Jersey hospital between late January and mid-February. The 35-year-old Schaefer allegedly took vials of fentanyl from automated medication dispensing cabinets by using an override in the system to bypass the required doctor's order. He's been accused of similar acts at hospitals he worked at in Pennsylvania and Florida. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Two Union High School students have been arrested after a fanny pack with a loaded handgun was found and hidden in the bushes near the school. Union Township Police saw a neighbor's security video showing the pair hiding the fanny pack. Union High School was placed on lockdown as police showed administrators the video. They were able to identify 19-year-old Woodburland's Audis and a 17-year-old. Both were taken into custody and faced charges. Once again, the price you pay for an out-of-network ATM withdrawal is at a record high, according to Bankrate. Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride says many times you're paying two fees when the ATM is not tied to your bank.
You're going to pay the ATM owner as a non-customer, but in about 60% of the cases or so, you're going to pay your bank as well.
McBride says if you want to save money, you can find cash withdrawals to ATMs affiliated with your bank, or you can get cash back when you're on another errand using a debit card. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. A bright but blustery weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Almost 36 hours after it begun, the storm system is still with us. Centered just north of New Jersey as we go into this afternoon. It'll shoot one more wave of moisture around the backside, so we're not quite done with raindrops and snowflakes across the Garden State just yet. That last push of rain and snow coming through this afternoon and this evening, it's going to stay cloudy, breezy, and cold with temperatures in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Watch for slippery spots through this evening's commute, and then showers will taper off tonight, ending completely by daybreak tomorrow morning. Lows fall into the mid-30s. We're clearing out and drying out for the weekend, partly to mostly sunny tomorrow, but still windy and blustery. Highs 45 to 50. For Sunday, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds and highs pushing into the lower 50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And right now, Belvedere is 33, Old Bridge is 39, Burlington is 38. Weather brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Cooler weather and falling leaves means it's time to get your gutters winter ready. Call Gutter Helmet this month to save up to 35% with no money down, no interest, and no payments for a full year. Call 888-5-HELMET or visit gutterhelmet.com. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.